You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there. All my orthopedic surgeons out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers out there. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Missed y'all yesterday. If you didn't hear, I was out yesterday because Simone, my girlfriend Simone, was getting her wisdom teeth taken out. So I was obviously caring for her all throughout the day. She's doing just fine. It wasn't as bad as some people have because her teeth were already out. They weren't still underneath her gums. So it was an easier process. And then it wasn't as invasive because they didn't have to dig all the way in her gums and things of that nature. But still, she was obviously pretty out of it yesterday, so we had to make sure she was all good and taken care of. But she's good to go, and she's rocking and rolling, so we're all good. But that's why I was out yesterday. Missed you all, And we got a lot of things to talk about since I was out yesterday. First and foremost, I will touch on Atlanta United getting a crazy, crazy victory. They win 2-2 on penalty kicks as they get two goals in the first half. We're feeling good. We're like, man, Atlanta United, they're going to not only win this thing against CF Montreal, they might have a comfy win. And it ended up being the case because our whole friend Joseph Martinez has a second-half brace to tie it up. But the Five Stripes end up winning in penalty kicks. They make all their penalty kicks. And our Brad Guzan, Goose, he saves one. And Atlanta United now setting themselves up with a date with Inter Miami. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. The Supporters Shield winners, the best team in MLS during the regular season this season, and definitely the favorites to win MLS Cup. So going to be a tough task, but they got a best of three starting with Inter Miami on Friday. So that will be fun to watch nonetheless. So we'll see if Atlanta United can keep this good mojo going. But very proud of the guys for getting it done, and they were absolutely outstanding. And look, Atlanta United is that team right now that just got hot at the right time. They have their momentum carrying them from, one, getting in the postseason after improbable odds. Again, only had a 10% chance of getting in the postseason. Then they get in, riding the high of getting in the postseason. They go ahead and win and beat Montreal, CF Montreal. And now they're just playing with house money at this point. Nobody expected them to even get this far. So they're just playing with house money and could not be any more prouder of Atlanta United and what they're doing right now in the late season run and the little playoff run that they're going to go on. And we'll see what they do against Inter Miami. Again, it'll be tough, but hey, nobody thought they would make it this far. Why can't they keep on going? Why can't they keep it going? But you'll be able to hear that match right here on, actually, it'll be on Star 94, excuse me, because the Atlanta Hawks, which we'll talk about more in a few minutes, they start their season tonight, and they also have a game on Friday. So the Atlanta United-Miami match will be on Star 94 with pregame starting at 7:30 with Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon. Kick will be shortly after 8:30 with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. So that'll be on our sister station on Star 94 because we'll have Hawks and Hornets right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the Hawks do get started tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. They kick off their 2024-2025 campaign right here on 92.9 The Game with pregame starting at 7 o'clock. I believe Mike Conte is going to be on the pregame because I think he'll come back before he makes his way to Miami on Friday. So should be Mike Conte and Steve Holman, or Mike Conte on the pregame. Steve Holman will get you all the action. Mike Conte for halftime and postgame as well. But I do want to, we'll talk more about the Hawks a little bit later in the show. In probably about 34 minutes from now, we'll get back into the Hawks and just what I'm looking for. And we'll talk about the Jalen Johnson contract as well. He got his bag after his rookie deal. Obviously, that deadline was it Tuesday? Was it yesterday? I believe it was yesterday. Or no, it was Monday. Because it was talked about yesterday. But well-deserved. And it is clear Quinn Snyder, and I mean Jalen said as much, Quinn Snyder having that belief in Jalen to put him in and let him start progressing and getting that experience on the court. He talked about how Quinn had a belief in him that really not a lot of coaches or even himself, nobody had that belief in him besides Quinn. He didn't necessarily have that belief in himself, and other coaches obviously didn't have that belief in him either. So Quinn Snyder seeing what nobody else saw in Jalen Johnson obviously changed the trajectory of his career. Now, I mean, he is one of the young and upcoming stars in this league, and he is going to be a huge part of the success of the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Hawks, this season. So I'm very excited to see what the Hawks can do this year. And again, we'll talk about it more. But as far as what I expect the Hawks to be, I'm optimistic that they can be fun. I don't want to put any other expectations on them besides them being fun to watch. I think they can at least make the play-in, but I mean, they've been able to do that ever since the play-in happened. They've been a play-in team ever since the play-in was a thing. They're, what, 3-1 in the play-in or 2-1 in the play-in, something like that. So I think they'll at least make the play-in. I think their ceiling is a top six team. I don't think they're a top five team. I think their ceiling is a top six team, and they could avoid the play-in at their ceiling. But I'm not sure they win a first-round series. I think they could take a team to the edge in the first round. And look, I hope I'm wrong. But right now, they have a lot of guys with a lot of potential. Obviously, Zachary Richey, Dyson Daniels, I really like. Hey, his defense that I've seen thus far, I've really, really been impressed with the defense and how much pride he takes in his defense, guarding the best player, shutting down the opposing team's best player. If he can shoot well from the outside, if he can knock down the threes and be that true 3-and-D guy that the Hawks have needed for the past couple of seasons, I'm here for it. If DeAndre Hunter can continue to produce off the bench, and we'll see what the starting lineup looks like, but if he is indeed coming off the bench, and if he can produce like he did last year off the bench, you could have something there. Bogey coming off the bench, I like it. Kobe Bufkin's going to be out tonight. He's going to be reevaluated, I think, next week, it said. But, again, I expect them to be fun. I'm not expecting anything else besides a Hawks team that'll be fun to watch, and that's probably going to be a playing team. Now, hopefully, they're a 6 or a 17. If they're a 17, just got to win one game to get in the postseason. Or hopefully they're a 6 seed and they can dodge the play-in altogether. But I'm seeing somewhere between a 6th and 8th seed. Hopefully not any lower than a 9th seed. But I think the Hawks can be somewhere between that 6th and 8th seed. We'll see. Hopefully it's better. But I think they'll at least be fun to watch for the most part. So, fun stuff. The Hawks getting kicked off tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. Atlanta United gets a thrilling wild card playoff win over CF Montreal. Joseph Martinez in CF Montreal last night. And we got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. And that is one thing I want to talk about for a few minutes here now is the Falcons and Bucks, because obviously things have changed since I have talked to you guys last when it comes to this Falcons and Buccaneers game. We now know that Chris Godwin, he's done for the year, obviously, and unfortunately with a dislocated ankle, and Mike Evans is going to be out until probably, most likely, until after the Buccaneers bye week. So that's what, week 11? So you're not going to see Mike Evans or Chris Godwin on Sunday. How does this change the landscape of the NFC South? Not even this game. Obviously, it changes this game, and I expect the Falcons to be a lot more successful in this game. But how does this change the landscape of the NFC South? To me, it changes it a lot. The Buccaneers now are going to be missing their best two receivers for the maybe most important stretch of the season for them. And I now think that this division is the Falcons to lose. There's no Derek Carr in New Orleans for the moment. Chris Olave should be back this week, so that'll help. He may be back this week. There's been no official word on that, but he's leaning towards he should be back this week. But with no Derek Carr, I'm not scared of Spencer Rattler, to be honest. And I don't know when Taysom Hill is going to be ready. Maybe when Taysom Hill is ready, they'll put him back at quarterback, and that does make things a little bit more interesting. Because we can't do anything with Taysom Hill. So it'll be interesting to see if Taysom Hill's ready by the time we play the Saints again. If they throw Taysom Hill out there and make him the starting QB, they probably will know in the ain'ts. But still, as long as they're going with Spencer Rattler, I mean, at this point, we've already beaten the Saints once. We split with the Saints. That's not It's not the worst thing in the world. And if we beat the Buccaneers on Sunday, we got the tiebreaker over the Bucs. The Saints, by the way, they've lost a few games, so they're having to work their way out of a hole. So record-wise, are they even going to be able to catch up to the Falcons? Hopefully the Falcons take care of their business. And the Panthers are not good. But I will say this, prayers up to Andy Dalton and his family. They were involved in a car accident yesterday. He's being evaluated by team medical personnel. They didn't have to go to the emergency room, so that's good. It seems like they're all okay, but again, that's always a scary thing. But still, the Panthers aren't good. This division is the Falcons to lose now, in my opinion. You can let me know what you think. Matter of fact, we'll take your calls on it. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute, and we don't usually do a lot of weekday phone calls, so let's switch it up. Let's do some weekday phone calls. We usually don't talk to y'all until Friday. Let's get a Wednesday phone session in here. 404-726-0929. Here's the question. With the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, do you think this division is now the Falcons' division to lose? Because I do, and I don't even think it's necessarily a debate. But let me know what you think. 404-726-0929. Call me right now. With the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, is this division the Falcons' division to lose? Call me up. We'll take your calls on the other side on that, and we'll have some more Falcons talk for you. Coming up right after this. 5 minutes from now on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Lewis liked it. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody listening right now. Shout out to everybody up right now rocking with me. All my people on their way to work. All my people up grinding right now. Getting their gym on. Y'all know who y'all are. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Shout out to my girl Noelle White holding it down behind the glass. It is a West Georgia Wednesday as well. Two West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia Studios. I want to hear from you right now. 404-726-0929. That is the number. My question is with the Falcons. And really, I should say it this way. With the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, is the NFC South now the Falcons division to lose? Again, with the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, obviously for the Bucs, no Chris Godwin, no Mike Evans until after their bye week. For the Saints, no Derek Carr still for the foreseeable-ish future. Chris Olave may be back this week. Still no Taysom Hill as far as I've heard, and we'll check up on the Saints injury report here in a second as well. But with injuries to the – oh, and obviously – and they don't have – they've – the Saints have also – they've got a couple of other key injuries as well that I missed out on that I'll have to touch on here in a second. But with all these key injuries, with the Saints and the Buccaneers, is this now the Falcons division to lose? 404-726-0929. That is the number. 404-726-0929. Call me up right now and tell me what you think. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines real quick, and let's head out to Atlanta and talk to my guy, Keaton. Keaton, what's going on, brother? How you feeling this morning, dog?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. I missed you yesterday, man. I turned on the radio and was like, what is this replay garbage?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had to take care of the girl yesterday, man. Had to make sure she was good. But I appreciate you missing me, man. But we back. We're back and better than ever, brother.
I hear you. All right, so I guess my biggest concern is it's something that you've discussed several times over the last couple of weeks. It's, you know, our rush defense.
Yeah.
With they're going to be pretty run heavy with both of their starting wide receiver one and two out.
That's a good point.
The Bucs.
Yeah.
So can we stop their rush? That's a big thing for me. There's going to be some guys coming in wanting to prove a thing or two in their wide receiver core now too. So that's going to be interesting to see how we stack up against them. I do believe it's the Falcons division to lose. I mean, there is no reason for us to not win the South. And I'm not just saying win it. I'm saying win it comfortably. Like there's no reason we should not win by a mile right now. But, you know, it is the NFL, and as much as I hate to say this, the Falcons do some Falcon stuff from time to time. So I wouldn't be surprised if they magnificently disappoint me in one way or another. But I'm going to keep my hopes up, man. Just one more quick little thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a PSA to all my fellow commuters in the Atlanta area right now. There's this wonderful device on the left side of your steering wheel.
Uh-oh.
Called a blinker.
Uh-oh.
Use that thing.
Get him, Keaton. Get him, Keaton. Right. Folks that using their blinker out here this morning.
Bye, man.
Oh, man. Have a good one, Keaton. I appreciate you, brother. Keaton, call the folks out. Use your blinker. Keaton, tired of trying to guess where you're going to go, and then you popping up on him by surprise and swerving in and out lanes, man. Use your blinker. It's polite, and it's how you're supposed to drive. Shout out to my guy Keaton, man. Always tuned in. Okay. 404-726-0929. The question is, with the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, is this the Falcons division to lose? And I completely agree with Keaton. The Falcons should win this division now. I mean, and not only should they win it, but they should win it. I think they – I got to be with Keaton. I think they should win it fairly comfortably. Like, I know the Buccaneers will adjust, and the Saints are about – they actually have some good news, and there should be having some guys coming back, and we're going to go over their injury report here in just a second. But this should still be the Falcons' division to win at this point. It should be the Falcons' division to lose. So, I mean, I'm with Keaton on this. I think – at this point, you need to take advantage of the opportunity that has been given to you. And yes, it would feel maybe – actually, I don't really care because the Falcons haven't been to the playoffs in so long. It would feel, though, I'll say it would feel a little bit better if the Falcons, you know, beat everybody at full strength. But, hey, they pretty much beat the Buccaneers at full strength, at least offensively. I know it. They didn't have Antoine Winfield in that first game they played on Thursday night. They beat the Saints at basically full strength. They didn't have Paulson and Deebo. I think that was really much the only guy they were missing. But we had to face Taysom Hill and Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed and all those boys. So we beat everybody once, basically full strength. The Panthers, we ain't worried about them. But, again, this should be an opportunity the Falcons no doubt take advantage of. Speaking of the Saints, here is their latest injury report as far as how guys are faring for this their upcoming game. So Paulson and Deebo, he's out. Obviously, he's on IR. He's on injury reserve. Derek Carr, questionable with that oblique injury. He did take part in a throwing session Monday and will throw again. He threw again yesterday before the Saints assess his status for Sunday's game against the Chargers. Pete Warner, the linebacker, is questionable. Cesar Ruiz, their center, is questionable. Chris Olave, questionable. And Taysom Hill, questionable as well. And Spencer Rattler, with a hip injury, is listed as questionable again. And he will start Sunday's game, and this is what Saints coach Dennis Allen had to say. He said Saints coach Dennis Allen said on Monday that Spencer Rattler will start Sunday's game against the Chargers if Derek Carr remains sidelined. So if Derek Carr can't go, then Spencer Rattler will be good to go despite him having a hip injury. So they could get Derek Carr back. They'll at least have Spencer Rattler. We'll find out about Olave, Pete Warner, Cesar Ruiz, and Taysom Hill and Chris Olave. So still yet to be seen on those guys. Still TBD. All right, 404-726-0929. With the injuries to the Buccaneers and the Saints, is this the Falcons' division to lose? Let's head out back to the phone lines, and let's talk to my guy at the ATL riding around and getting it. I'm talking about my guy, Skip. Skip, what's going on, man? How we feeling, brother, man?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man, but I woke up a sleeping giant. You don't want too straight.
Are you sure it is, Skip? Hey, you got me streaking now, Skip. I appreciate that, brother.
No, man. Hey, man. But on the Falcons, man, I'm looking forward to week 17 and 18 because that's when Michael Penn is going to be starting because we should, like I said, we should win the division comfortably.
Yeah.
No problem at all with this division. We should just win straight out. But the thing about this Sunday, man, since we don't have to worry about the big dog on the outside no more this week,
right?
I say the Falcons need to change the defensive scheme and press the young guys that's out there now. Press them, make them earn them yards. Change the defense a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so think about it now. We got to concentrate strictly on the run. If you press, I'm talking about being a safe.
Right.
Let them guys earn it. Because we ain't got to worry about the big dogs no more.
Yeah.
When we had to stand back about 5 or 6 yards.
Right.
Press them, stop the run. This game should be over by the fourth quarter. Let's see what Mike Pennis can do in the fourth quarter this week.
There you go.
The last 3 minutes.
Hey,
week 17 and 18, that's when Michael Penn is going to start.
Okay.
We'll be 3 or 4 games ahead, and
we'll be good. We'll be resting players by then, huh, Skip? We'll be resting players by then.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We wrap them up. But, yeah, the Falcons, this division should be Falcons. No ifs, ands, buts about it. I'm like this. That's a dim problem when it comes to injuries.
Facts.
Same thing with the Braves. Hey, everybody took advantage of the Braves when we were injured. So that's a dim problem. We'll worry about that next year when they're at full strength.
There you go.
Hey, you take it easy, my dude.
Hey, take it easy, Skip. I appreciate you, my dude. Great work as always. Great call as always. Appreciate you tapping in. And, look, I don't disagree at all with Skip. I actually think that could be a solid game plan. Just – if there was any time, because, and if you're not sure what Skip is referencing, I'm sure you are, the Falcons this year, as far as the type of coverage their corners have played and their defensive backs have played, they've been giving receivers a lot of cushion. They've been playing off opposing receivers. So they've been giving receivers a lot of cushion, and that's why the Falcons have been giving up a lot of underneath stuff. If you listen to the radio broadcast with Wes Durham and Dave Archer right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, you should be listening if you're not already. But if you are, good for you. And two, they always talk about how the Falcons corners and Falcons defensive backs are playing off. They're playing soft coverage. They're giving the opposing receivers a lot of cushion, meaning they're playing 5 yards off of them at the snap. So when they're lining up before the snap, there's about 5 yards or so of cushion between, you know, a Chris Olave and A.J. Terrell or a Mike Evans and an A.J. Terrell. What Skip is saying, and I honestly agree with this, what Skip is saying is get up in those guys' face. It's not going to be Chris Godwin and Mike Evans this week. It's going to be the other guys, Jalen McMillan and those boys. Get up in their face. Play press coverage. Allocate more resources to the run game. Put some more guys in the box in the run game. Maybe you put a Justin Simmons down there. Maybe you put a Jesse Bates down there, and you have maybe one safety, one free safety in coverage and help. And then you got one extra guy, one extra safety. Bring him down and put him in the box and allocate more resources to the run so you can help stop the Buccaneers' running game. Because like Keaton said earlier, and I think this is probably going to be true, Falcons' run defense is probably going to be tested. We know that the Buccaneers know that the Falcons have not been great as far as defending the run. They've gotten a little bit better over the last couple weeks, but they have not been great defending the run. And last time the Bucs and Falcons played, the Falcons were not great at stopping the run. They were okay, but again, that was against a Buccaneers team that doesn't even run the ball like that. So if there was ever a time you're going to test to see how these corners, A.J. Terrell, D. Alford, Mike Hughes, if there was ever a time to test to see how these guys play in bump and run coverage where you get up in their face, you jam them at the line, and then you run with them, if there was ever the time to see if the Falcons could potentially do that and implement that for the rest of the season, it's now against maybe some lesser receivers. No shade, just truth. But against some lesser receivers, like Skip said, make them earn it. Put that bump and run on them. Jam them at the line and see what they can do and see what those receivers are about. And then look, you do it at the start of the game maybe, and if it's not working, you can always switch back. You can always make that adjustment. I don't know how practical or easy that is as a defensive coordinator to make those changes in game. I would think it's not that hard to tell the guys, hey, let's do bump and run and start. If it ain't working, we'll switch back to cushion. I wouldn't think it's that hard to make that decision. But again, I'm not a defensive coordinator or a professional NFL player, so I'm not sure. But if there was ever time to try it, I feel like it'll be this week when you're not having to face Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But I would not at all be opposed to the Falcons playing bump and run coverage on the outside and allocate more resources to the run game to stop the run. Stop Bucky Irvin and Rashad White, because they're probably going to get a lot of work on Sunday with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans out. But we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it goes, and we will find out what it looks like. But I think we are all under the agreement, and Skip feels very confident. Keaton felt very confident, too, that this division is the Falcons to lose now with the injuries that the Saints and the Buccaneers are going through and have gone through thus far. And I agree with them. You got to take advantage of this opportunity that you have. No Chris Godwin, no Mike Evans? You got to win that game on Sunday, period. And they're not going to have Chris Godwin for the rest of the year. They're not going to have Mike Evans till after the bye week. They'll probably take some lumps. You got to handle business on your end and win the games that you're supposed to win. And hopefully you can get some help, and they'll be losing some games that maybe they weren't supposed to lose. Or, you know, who knows? So we'll see. But I do think this should be the Falcons division to lose, point blank, period. And Skip, Michael Penix should be in the last couple games, according to Skip, man. That's funny. We'll see. Hey, it could. I won't be mad at it. I won't be mad at rest of the players and letting Mike get his feet wet some more. He looked solid in the one pass he threw on Sunday. So we'll find out. We'll see. But appreciate the phone calls. And when we come back here about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, The Hawks getting started tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. We'll get back into what my expectations are for the Hawks this season. That's 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people listening out there, all my people that's already on the early work grind or on the early gym grind. Appreciate you tuning in. Y'all know who y'all are. Thank you. It is a West Georgia Wednesday as well. 2 West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia Studios. Myself and Noel White. Shout out to Sam Crenshaw, another prestigious West Georgia grad, along with Rob Tribble, who had an 88-mile-per-hour fastball with movement, something like that. Maybe it was 90. I can't remember. Anywho, hope you all are doing well, man, on this Wednesday. We're getting over the hump today. After today, it'll be all the way downhill to the weekend. And it should help you getting over the hump today. This should help you getting over the hump today because the NBA is back. Can you believe it? We've all been entrenched and have our feet dug into the sand of football season. The NBA actually was back yesterday. The Boston Celtics absolutely clobbered the New York Knicks. They don't look like they have any championship hangover. And I was listening to that broadcast last night, and a very good point was made. You know, usually teams have championship hangover for a few different reasons, but it's hard for a team to have championship hangover when their best two players feel slighted. And that was the point Reggie Miller was making on the broadcast last night. And I completely agree. Think about it. Jason Tatum, he got benched a couple of games. He had some DNPs in the Olympics. They just didn't play him because he was struggling. And at one point he was, what, 0-16? So he got benched. He had some DNPs in the Olympics. And as far as Jaylen Brown, obviously, he wasn't mad at his teammate going to the Olympics, but when, who was it? Kawhi, I think, went out for the Olympics. He was replaced by Derek White. Jaylen Brown thought it was going to be him. He thought he was about to get that Olympic call. But it was his teammate, Derek White. So you got one Boston Celtic player, one of the main, the two main Boston Celtics players kind of getting slighted in the Olympics. Jason Tatum got some DNPs. And Jaylen Brown didn't even make it. And he got, his teammate got chosen over him. So you got your two best players who feel a little bit slighted and felt a little bit slighted this offseason. That's why we saw the Celtics come out and absolutely dominate the New York Knicks last night. 132-109 was the final score. And they were absolutely, another reason the Celtics blew out the Knicks is because the Celtics just could not miss from three last night. And we know this is their MO, and they were absolutely draining them. They made 29 threes. 29 threes last night for the Boston Celtics. 29 of 61, they shot 47%, almost 48% from three. They shot 50% from the field and nearly 50% from three. And it's not only because they only shot a few threes. No, they shot 61 threes. That is crazy. But that's today's NBA. So, look, they were raining down. Jason Tatum at 37. Al Horford, our old buddy, had 11. Jrue Holiday at 18. Derek White, 24. Jaylen Brown, 23. Sam Hauser at 10 off the bench. And for Cat and the new look, New York Knicks, the somewhat new look. Obviously, they got Karl Anthony Towns now, Mikal Bridges, who's, man, that new jump shot Mikal Bridges got, I'm sorry, it's ugly. He need to go back to what he was doing beforehand. And he struggled a little bit from the field. I mean, he was 7-13 from the field, 2-7 from three, though. So, missing some free throws. It was not good. His shot needs to be retweaked. Jalen Brunson at 22. Josh Hart at 12. Cat only had 12. He had 7 rebounds. Mikal Bridges ended up having 16. Miles McBride, he was good. He had 22 points off the bench, 4-5 from 3, 8-10 from the field. He had a good night. Cameron Payne, solid off the bench with 11. But the Celtics showing they're coming out with a vengeance this season. They're on a revenge tour. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are. The Lakers, part of some history last night as well. Bron and Bronny get on the court. And the Lakers start their season off nicely. They win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. They beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Big AD, 36 points, 16 rebounds. I appreciate AD's efforts last night. He is on my fantasy basketball team, doing fantasy basketball for the first time ever, and he is one of my guys, and he put down 36 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists for the boy. He was 11-23 from the field, 1-3 from 3. LeBron, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 14 assists. Four assists. Let's try that again. 7-16 from the field, 1-4 from 3. Rui Amuchimura, 18 points, 1-4 from 3, 5 rebounds, 7-14 from the field. D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell had 9 points, 4-12 from the field, 1-7 from 3. Austin Reeves had 12. Jackson Hayes had 10 off the bench. For the Timberwolves, real quick, and then we'll talk about the Hawks for a couple of minutes. Ant-Man, 27 points, 10-25 from the field, 5-13 from 3. Rudy Gobert, 13-14. Julius Randle on his debut with the Timberwolves, as he was a part of that Karl-Anthony Towns trade. He had 16 points and 9 rebounds. Jaden McDaniels had 6 points. Michael Conley had five. Naz Reid had 12 off the bench. And Nickeil Alexander-Walker had 14 points off the bench with three threes. So, good night in the NBA last night, and it all continues tonight as everybody plays tonight, obviously besides the four teams that played yesterday, including the Atlanta Hawks. And again, hopefully they can get the season started off right with the win. I think they should. The Brooklyn Nets, I don't think they'll be that good. The Hawks, I think, should win this game. And look, again, the Hawks have a good chance to be fun. I'm optimistic that they can be fun. We'll see what Zachary Richesse is all about and how he starts his NBA career off. But again, something we've talked about earlier and a little while back, this is undoubtedly Trae Young's team. He's the leader. He's the most seasoned Hawk on this team. He's been with the Hawks the longest. And he is the guy. He is that dude. Jalen Johnson is, while he is one of the dudes, he's the second dude, but he's the Robin to Trae Young's Batman. Trae Young is clearly Batman. And Jalen Johnson is clearly Robin, even though he'll be good. But this is Trae Young's team, and hopefully Dyson Daniels can be that 3-and-D guy we need. Hopefully DeAndre is good coming off the bench. Hopefully Bogey is nice and healthy, and he can continue to ball out like the way he did in the Olympics. But I don't want to put too much expectations on the Hawks. I think they'll be fun, and I think they'll be somewhere between a 6 and 8 seed. But we'll see, and we'll find out starting tonight. Again, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, pregame, set for 7 o'clock. Tip-off shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman as the Hawks take on the Nets in their season and their home opener. And we'll have it for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. All right, when we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.